how's the news been received in Israel, and what's the latest updates, Raylene?
Okay, so we have quite a lot of news happening over the last couple of days. If you haven't been following the news, I'm just going to recap the horrific situation in the town of Halle in Germany yesterday, where he's described by the German media as being a neo-Nazi. That's the description they're using to describe him. I'm not going to mention his name. I'm not going to give him notoriety. 27-year-old neo-Nazi opened fire on a Beit Knesset, a synagogue, during Yom Kippur prayers. Thank goodness the door was well barricaded, and also worshippers inside the shul saw this on a monitor, the internal camera, and were able not only just to get the elderly and children to safety, but actually reports coming out that they were prepared to fight back, but he couldn't breach the synagogue doors. He then opened fire on two passers-by, killing them. And he reportedly fired into the already dead body of the woman he had killed, and threw a hand grenade into the nearby Jewish cemetery. We haven't had reports whether or not the grenade went off. And police were called heroically by worshippers inside the shul, and they injured him and managed to take him into custody. As you can imagine, Israel, as the news was breaking, we were absolutely shocked and horrified. It's particularly painful because it is Yom Kippur, but also Germany, a country that has a historical trauma for Jews around the world. Israel, of course, is no different. Absolute horror and condemnation. We heard from our prime minister, our president, I speak of the Knesset, major political parties, as soon as Yom Kippur was out yesterday, condemning this news. Reports today of the Jewish community meeting with both Angela Merkel and the president of Germany, and they've actually expressed their anger. They've said that, you know, we now demand that something is being done to keep Jews around the country safe. In an op-ed last week, I think it was in the Times of Israel, it was reported that Berlin is now considered the anti-Semitism capital of Europe. It's just horrendous to think about what is happening in Germany some 80 years after 1939. For us, it's 1939 all over again. Very, very painful. The German president today is saying that he will beef up security. He says it's a brutal crime. It's a disgrace for the entire country. And they will, on a federal level, try and do something about increasing security. And both have been to the site of the intended massacre to try and allay any fears that the community might be having, and to meet with representatives of the German Jewish community.
Staying with the anti-Semitism theme, Raylene, let's move to Australia, and the fact that a top Saudi cleric has condemned the anti-Semitic incident that occurred there. When was it, last week, 2 weeks ago, where the 12-year-old boy was forced to kiss the feet of a Muslim child?
Well, this is quite extraordinary, because not only did we get Shana Tova greetings from a Saudi diplomat last week, but now we have the head of a global Islamic organization, and is also endorsed by the government of Saudi Arabia. And he has said that he absolutely condemns the treatment of a 12-year-old Jewish boy, where he was forced to kiss the shoes of a Muslim boy for a photograph that was then posted on social media. And I know when the story broke, there were a lot of people saying, well, why didn't the boy just refuse or stand up to the other boy? And the account is that there were about 9 other children threatening to beat this child up, who had already been beaten, if he didn't do what they said. And Dr. Muhammad Al-Issa, he's the Secretary General of the Muslim World League, which is an international body that looks at religious education. He said that it is absolutely intolerable what this young boy has gone through. I'm going to quote him. He says, it is shameful behavior. It is contrary to the doctrine of Islam, and these are barbaric acts. He's known to encourage a lot of interfaith dialogue. You know, this is also where we need to start to meet with leaders of other religions, of other communities. I'm a great believer in understanding each other's narrative. I know in the case of Germany, where you have the far left and the far right, eventually they do meet in the middle, and it's very, very worrying for Jews around the world. But Al-Issa says that it's written in the Quran, and there is an importance of respecting Jews, and I think it means a lot to the Australian Jewish community to have this condemnation, especially in light of news today, following the story last week, that this young boy has been bullied again and he has been receiving threats again because of the headlines that the story has been making.
Wow, I didn't know that was the follow-up. That's interesting.
Very interesting. I mean, because, you know, initially when the story broke, it was about how this was, you know, it was kind of pitched that there was this anti-Semitism between Jews and Muslims. And that's not the story at all, which is very interesting. I mean, we spoke to Vic Aladef, who on, when was it? Tuesday. He's the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. And he actually shed an enormous amount of light on the story, Rolene. Where this was white supremacist kids in a park who had, basically who were victimizing both the Jewish kid who they apparently had been bullying and victimizing over a period of time. And there was this passing Muslim child. Yeah. It's very, very interesting how sometimes the media kind of wants to spread or have a specific narrative. Which is such a pity. Anyway, that is where we leave it, Rolene.
This is where we leave it. And Simon, I know you wanted to discuss happening with the Kurds, and I'm sure we'll get to it next week, but very worrying situation.
So it's not even tomorrow, it's next week.
It's next week, guys. This week, well, what we've had of this week.
Anyway, Rolene Marks, thank you so much. We wish you a Shabbat Shalom. We also won't be speaking to you.
We'll speak again on Wednesday.
Yeah, because Monday and Tuesday is Sukkot.